In John's Gospel in chapter 3, from verse 14, we read the following. As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For every one that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For every one that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. At this time of year, many will speak of and hear of the fact that Jesus Christ came into this world, that Jesus, the Son of God, was born in Bethlehem, that the light of God entered into the darkness of this world. They will sing in the carols of Jesus Christ, of his entrance, of his reception, of the angels, the shepherds, the wise men, of his redemption, of his bringing in everlasting life and eternal life. Multitudes who know not God will hear the name of Jesus and hear the words concerning his birth and his entrance. And yet, despite the fact that light is set before them, they will show forth in their response the truth of what John speaks in these verses. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he have not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. Christ declares who he is in this passage. He declares why he came. That God loved the world and sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. That God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. And yet he makes it plain that those that believe not on him are condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. They're condemned already. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. Light is come into the world. From the very beginning of time, God declared his gospel. When this world fell into darkness, when Adam turned his back on his Maker and disobeyed God, and sin entered into the heart of man, and death by sin, when mankind fell in Adam, and the darkness and evil of sin entered into this world, God made known his gospel from the dawn of time. He came unto Adam and said, "Where art thou?" And Adam and Eve, knowing that they were naked before a holy God, knowing that they were exposed, knowing that they could not hide, were seeking to make themselves clothing out of fig leaves. They were seeking to cover themselves up. They were seeking spiritually to cover up what they did, to cover up their sin, to cover their sin, to conceal it, to hide it, to appear righteous on the outside, when inside was darkness and blackness and evil. And since that time, man has done the same thing throughout. He constantly seeks to cover up what he is and what he's done. And yet God came and found him and said unto Adam, "Where art thou?" And God finding Adam and his wife, and knowing what they had done, God slew a sacrifice. He slew an animal and took the skins of the animal and clothed Adam and Eve in that skin. And in so doing, God made known his gospel. He said unto mankind, "You who have sinned must have your sin covered. But you cannot do anything about it yourself. A price must be paid. The consequence of sin is death. And if your sin's to be covered, then someone must die. You will either die to pay the price for your own sin, or a sacrifice will die in your place and shed its own blood and pay the price of the condemnation that has come upon you because of your rebellion, and clothe you with its own skin, with its own blood." In such an action, God made known his gospel. For that sacrifice was a picture of the sacrifice of God's own Son. God's own Son, whom God would send into the world in the fullness of time, as promised from the very beginning and promised throughout all the prophets, that God would send his only begotten Son and offer him up as a sacrifice for sin, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. So God in the gospel shone light into the darkness of this world. But that light, in that promise and that prophecy of the coming of Christ, was nothing like the light that appeared when Christ himself actually entered the world. Until that day when he was born and then grew as a man and went forth preaching the gospel, the world essentially laid in darkness. And John in his gospel from the beginning of chapter 1 pictures the world in that sense. He pictures the world as lying in darkness until this day when the light comes, when Christ enters the world and the light shone in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. But here, at the coming of Christ, the light shines. And the light shines because God presents His Son to this world, to every individual that is ever born and lives in this world, and says, "Behold my Son, whom I give as a sacrifice for sin." The light has come into the world. And what did the world do when that light stood before them? What did men do when Christ came in their midst? What do men today do when the light is displayed before them? What do you do when the light shines before you? When, as Moses who lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, when the Son of Man, the Son of God, Jesus Christ, is lifted up before you in the message of the gospel, when the light shines before you, what's your response? Men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. When Christ came into this world, born a Jew, came unto his own, the Jews, they received him not. And they took him in the end and put him to death. Light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light. They put him to death. This is the condemnation, that light has come into the world and men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. So it was at the coming of Christ, and so it is today, and so it is with you. Light is come. Christ is come. Christ is made known. And what do you do with the light that God presents to you? You turn away. You bury your head in your hands. You look down and wander off. You turn your attention to everything but the light. Men love darkness rather than light. As I said, at this time of year, multitudes will heareth hear the name of Jesus. Multitudes will sing carols and songs regarding the coming of this light into the darkness of this world. Multitudes will speak of the birth of Jesus, the Son of God, and they will hear some facts concerning His entrance into this world, and they will turn aside. The words will flow from their lips as they sing, and nothing enters into their heart or understanding. And all their thoughts and attentions will go to everything and anything but the light presented to them. They will seek after these things and those things. They will feast, they will be merry. But they love darkness rather than light. And you, my friend, by nature, no matter how much you know regarding Jesus, no matter how much you may hear, even at this time of year, no matter how many times you hear the gospel, by nature your heart loves darkness. And these things are just words which flow over you. Which is why God says concerning the Son that He sent into this world, that He sent Him not to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved, but that the fact that you do not believe by nature is because you're condemned already. You're already under condemnation. You're already in darkness. Isaiah prophesied of the coming of Christ that the people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them have the light shined. Are you walking in darkness? Have you seen this great light? Do you dwell in the shadow of death? Yes, you do. We live in a world of death. Men like not to think about it. It's one of those subjects that they speak little of, that they avoid. That's taboo. Yet it's all around them. Every generation is born, lives, dies, born, lives, dies. It's all around them. And in the darkness of winter, how much we see of it, how we're reminded of it, the cold, the darkness, the death. We live and dwell in the land of the shadow of death. And yet, in the darkness, God has shined His light. But do you come to it? Do you come to it? No. Men love darkness. And that's the condemnation. You don't want to know. So many other things seem so important. And yet one day, your brief life will be over. And death will come to your door too. And then you will stand before this God and His Son. And you will have to answer, why did you not come to the light? Why did you not love the light? Why did you not receive the light? Why did you not believe on the name of the Son of God? Why did you go your own way? This is the condemnation, that light has come into the world and men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. You won't come to the light. You won't hear the gospel. You won't seek Christ. You won't turn unto Him because you know that if you come to the light, it exposes you. It shows what you are. Your deeds will be reproved. So you run around in the darkness and the shadows and you avoid the gospel. You avoid the truth. You avoid opening up the Bible and reading it in case as you read it, you feel yourself found out by it. It searches you out. The message therein finds you out, so you don't want to read it. You avoid listening to the gospel because it's uncomfortable to sit under, because you know it reproves you. And you love the sin that you indulge in. You love the darkness. So you'd rather go off into the darkness and not have this light around. Don't talk to me of religion, your heart says. Don't talk to me of Jesus Christ. Leave me alone. That's for another day. Men love darkness. You hate the light, you won't come to the light, you won't come to the scriptures, you won't come to the gospel, you won't listen about Christ, you won't read about Christ, you don't know, want to know about Christ because you love darkness. And your deeds are evil. And you know that that light will reprove you. But God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world. That's what we are like by nature. We're in the darkness and we love the darkness. And left like that, that's how we remain. But God sent the light that the world through Him might be saved. He sent the light that some would see and believe. That some would hear and believe. Everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. There are some who do come to the light. There are some who, though they once loved darkness, are brought to a point where when the Son of Man is lifted up before them, when the Son of God, Jesus Christ, is displayed in the light of the gospel before them, they come to a point where they must know, and they must hear, and they must understand. They're sick of the darkness. They're sick of the darkness without and the darkness within. They know they're under condemnation. They know their heart loves darkness. But they know that the darkness will cause them to perish. They know they're dead by nature. They know they must live. They want to flee from the wrath to come. They want to know He who is the light of the world. They want to know His salvation. Something has changed. Something has changed in these that come to the light. And what has changed is that God has shone the light, not just around them, not just in the outward words, not just in the carols they sing, not just in the form and the motions of religion, but God has shone the light into the darkness of their hearts. He shone the light in, and yes, that light reproved their sin. And yes, they felt condemned. They felt that God would be angry with them. They felt the wrath of God revealed from heaven above. Perhaps you do. Perhaps you have. Perhaps you know that you're not as you should be. Perhaps you know that you're under condemnation. Perhaps you know that you're guilty before a holy God. But you come to the point where you want to come before this God and know that He has forgiven you. You want to come before Him and cry out for mercy. You want to come before Him and cry out that He should save you and spare you. You know that you've nowhere else to go. There's no point going into the darkness. There's no point going into the darkness of this world's religion. You've heard of their Jesus. You've heard the world speaking of religion. But it was all just words and it did you no good. You need the light. The light within. The light that transforms. You need to know Christ. You need to hear Christ. And you know you need to know Christ. And you know you need to hear Christ. And you cry out that He might speak unto you. And that He might make His truth known unto you. And whereas once you fled from the light. And fled from the truth. And the truth of the gospel. And the truth of a sovereign God who sends His Son unto those whom He will save. A sovereign God who sent His Son into this world and slew Him upon a cross that He should die to save His people from their sins. You want to know the truth concerning this God and this Saviour. And no longer do you turn from the truth. No longer do you reject the truth. But you cry out to God to hear your voice and to hear your cries and to have mercy upon you. When you come to know the gospel, that Jesus came to save His people from their sins. That there's a people, a particular people whom He loves for whom he came, for whom he suffered and laid down his life, whose sins he bore as their substitute upon the cross. When you hear that message, that there's a particular people called the elect of God, that God had chosen from before time, before Adam fell, before the condemnation came in, before sin entered the world and death by sin, before the darkness came into your soul. When you hear the truth of this gospel, that God has a people, an elect people for whom Christ suffered, no longer do you flee away. No longer do you reject it. No longer do you trample it underfoot, but you cry out unto God, "Oh, that I might be one of those. Oh, that I might be one for whom he died. One whom he loves. One for whom he came. Oh Lord, don't let me perish, but give me everlasting life." Have you been brought there? Do you come to the light? He that doeth truth cometh to the light. What is it to do truth? It's to believe the truth. It's to receive the truth. It's to believe the gospel and come to Christ and walk before him. And the only ones who come to the light, who do the truth, whose deeds are manifest that they are wrought in God, are those whom God has chosen. Their deeds are wrought in God. They're wrought by God. God's chosen them. And he's chosen to draw them to the light, and chosen to draw them to Christ, and chosen to wash them clean in the blood of Christ. And these no longer run away into the darkness, but they're drawn irresistibly unto Christ. They're drawn irresistibly towards the light, towards the gospel, towards the Son of God. They're drawn towards him. As the wise men from the east saw the light of the star and followed it, they could do none else. They must know whom this star would lead them to. They must come and find the King, he that is born King of the Jews. They must seek him out. They're drawn. God drew them. God made known the truth unto them. God led them to his Son. Like the shepherds on the hillside, unto whom the angels appeared, the messengers of God appeared and led them unto the babe, unto Christ, unto the Son of God. They came. They were given a desire. God met with them. God, as it were, in the Spirit of God, comes unto sinners and works in their heart and says, "Come, come see the Saviour. Come see the Son of God. Behold my Son. Hear ye him." The Spirit of God goes forth into the darkness of this world. He goes into a far country in the east and finds those whom he makes wise, wise unto salvation, and leads them by the light of a star unto his Son, the light of God. So the Spirit of God can go to the furthest country in this world. No matter how far off you may be, no matter how dark the land in which you dwell may be, no matter how dark your own heart may be, God can come by his gospel, by his Spirit, and seek you out and draw you by that gospel and draw you irresistibly to follow, to follow the light of that gospel, to follow the light of the star, to journey where that gospel message leads you and bring you step by step, mile by mile, day by day, year by year, until eventually you're brought to bow down before the Son of God, the King of the Jews, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He'll bring you. He'll seek you out by that gospel, and he'll bring you irresistibly to the light. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, but he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest that they are wrought in God. God will find them. And if you're his, he'll find you. He'll find you by his gospel, and he'll lead you step by step, day by day, month by month, year by year, until eventually he brings you unto Christ and you behold and know that he is the light of God, the light of the world, your Saviour. How does he do this? He does this by causing you to do truth. And you do truth because you come to know the truth. Because he makes known the truth. How do you know Christ? Because God takes the truth of the gospel and makes that truth known unto you in such a way that you say, yes, here is Christ. Once I heard from men of their Jesus, and I found him to be a lie. Men said, behold, here is Christ. Lo, there is Christ. They led me there and they led me here. They said he's like this and he's like that. But all they ever presented unto me, even though they used the Bible, and even though they preached, and even though they were in churches, all they ever presented unto me were lies. And when I came to know the truth in the scriptures, when God began to show me the truth in the scriptures, when he began to preach the gospel unto me from the scriptures, I discovered that the Jesus and the Christ in the scriptures was not the one that they preached. Not the one that they described. He was not a Jesus who died for all. For then all would be saved and none would be condemned. He was not a Jesus who saved those that saved themselves. He is not a Jesus who saves those who work and make themselves righteous and clothe themselves with fig leaves as Adam and Eve tried to clothe themselves. If that was the Jesus of the scriptures, then Adam and Eve would have been covered by their fig leaves. For that covering would have worked. But I found that covering didn't work, as they found that covering didn't work. It never hid their sin and it won't hide my sin. Works will never save me. I may strive away to live a life like this and that. I may strive to keep the law of God and read the scriptures and try to pray, but I know I fail every day. There's no salvation by my works. There's no covering of sin with fig leaves. And even my will is rotten. There's none that runneth after God. There's none that seek him. There's none that willeth. As John makes plain earlier in chapter 1. When he speaks of the light coming into the world. As many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. Even to them that believe on his name. Which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. So as God makes known his light unto you in the gospel, he will make known the Son of God, the Jesus Christ. He'll make known that salvation is of God. It comes by grace through faith, and that it is God by the Spirit who will lead you by the light of the gospel unto his Son, and he will make you to see the truth concerning his Son in the scriptures. And when you see the Son of God as made known in the truth of the gospel, then you will see the light. He that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. You will discover that you are wrought in God. God has taken you. God has revealed his truth unto you. God has made Christ known within you through the truth. God has wed you unto Christ, so that you are now in Christ and Christ in you. Oh, read John's gospel from start to finish. How the message is the same. In chapter 1, in chapter 3 here, where Christ speaks unto Nicodemus of the need to be born of God, to see the kingdom of God. In chapter 15 and later, where we read of being one in Christ and Christ in us, being part of that vine, branches on the vine, united to Christ. In chapter 10, where we read of the sheep, not the goats, of Christ suffering for the sheep and leading the sheep unto him, and how that none of the sheep shall perish. How great is his salvation. How great is the grace of God. How great is the light of God. And how those who are saved of God are drawn irresistibly to the light. They're drawn to it. They come because God has led them. The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them have the light shined. Jesus answered and said unto the people, this is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom he have said. Do you believe? Have you come to the light, or do you love the darkness? If you ever come to this light, it's because God has worked in your heart. He's made known the light through the truth of the gospel and drawn you unto the Son of God. Oh, may he do that for you, you fallen, broken sinner. If you know what you are and know the desperate straits that you're in. Oh, do you want to be saved? Or are you with the wicked, content in the darkness, loving the darkness and hating the light? John, as well as his gospel, wrote the epistles. And in John chapter 1, in the first epistle of John in chapter 1, he wrote, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life, which was with the Father, and was manifested unto us. That which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ his Son cleanseth us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. Have you sinned? Have you sinned? Are you walking in darkness or are you walking in the light? Oh, may you know what it is to be drawn by the Spirit of God unto the light. This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. Amen.